Welcome back, Jared Bell, my man. How are you?
Good, Nick. What's going on, buddy?
I just think that football is experiencing in the NFL the best season it's ever had because it is like Russian roulette. Somebody's going to get a bullet every week. Somebody's going to surprise somebody. The level of parity doesn't express it because it's competitiveness. It's excitement. We had four great games last week. Tell me about this game this week between the Colts and the Patriots.
Well, I mean, it's like here we go again. And I think it's just so fitting that if Indianapolis is going to get to a Super Bowl and Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy and Bill Polian and the whole crew there, if they're going to get there, they got to get past New England one more time. And obviously they didn't do it in the playoffs in the past, but they've beaten them in the past two regular season games, and I think that's given the Colts a little bit of confidence. And then obviously the big difference this time in the playoffs is that they get the game at the RCA Dome, Nick. So last year, just when we thought everything, the table was set for the Colts to go to the Super Bowl, it really wasn't. And I think some of that had to do with the death of Tony Dungy's son. Nobody wants to admit that, but you talk about kind of the rhythm of the season and everything, and that just had to have a tremendous impact on where they were at that time. But all that said, now they're right back, and the table is set again for them, even though a month ago we would not have expected them to be hosting the AFC Championship game at the RCA Dome.
You know, last year, that miracle season, at least the miracle beginning, was stolen from them with that unfortunate, tragic suicide. And Tony handled it as well as any human being I've ever seen, I've ever witnessed in that, in any kind of situation. Not that anything can compare to that. But
yeah,
this
well,
year, that's not bothering them. And I believe that will make a huge difference in the level of intensity. You're seeing it now with that defense, and I want to talk about that in a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that took the season away from them, well, the magical part of the season was Sean Merriman and the Chargers. Remember, they beat them, but that was a few days before. But I know what you're saying in terms of going all the way and winning a Super Bowl. Yeah, once that happened, you know, all bets were off with that team. But, you know, I asked Dungy about this a couple weeks ago. I said, do you think your guys were just a bit bored by the regular season? And once the playoffs started, and we're really talking about the defense.
They
stepped it up. And, you know, I asked Dwight Freeney about it, and he pretty much said, yeah, we know what the standard is. And, you know, I don't think that during the regular season they intentionally went into it not wanting to focus and, you know, be their best and all of that. But, you know, Nick, there's a different intensity level, like you said, for the playoffs. And for a team that's been to the playoffs, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row and not gotten over the hump, they knew that a new year really meant a new year, a new calendar year, new football year in terms of the playoffs for them. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing in the way they've played.
We talk about all the time how Tom Brady finds a way to prove something not to other people, but to himself. And I was saying a couple weeks ago that I knew he would be on a mission because of that Pro Bowl snub. He just is able to leverage his internal motivation, so it's independent of what other people say, and he's that for that reason so much more consistent. The other side of the coin is I think this Indy Colts team has a mission themselves after knowing that last year was thrown away. They're not as good a team as last year, but given Bob Sanders and his return and the way they're playing against, especially the run, they are a different mentality on defense. Here's Howie Long about Bob Sanders.
I think Bob Sanders coming back is important. I think there are a number of players in the NFL, a Ray Lewis, a Brian Dawkins, players like that, who will the people around them to elevate their level of play and their commitment. And I don't want to downplay his contributions or him coming back, but I think Seth will agree with me. I think the biggest problem the Indianapolis Colts had was, one, they were rushing the quarterback on every single play, and two, they didn't have the mindset of being interested in stopping the run.
What do you think about that?
I think that's part of it, but I think the thing he failed to mention in terms of what's happened with their defense now is that they are tackling so much better. And that's one of the things that Bob Sanders does well. He leads the Colts in the playoffs with 10 solo tackles. Cato Jones got more overall tackles. And, you know, the thing with them is that they don't want to get a lot of one-on-one matchups in the open field because they'll lose a lot of those because they're a small defense. But they're also a quick defense. And when they were really, you know, rolling, when they really hit that stride last year where they didn't give up a lot of points, a lot of it was that they built the lead, and then once you're playing ahead, rush the passer, yeah, and, you know, use your speed in that regard. So that's part of their deal. But the other thing is that they have to swarm to the football, and when they're in that dome, they're able to do that, you know, much better. But of all the things that I think that are different now than what was happening earlier in the year, they're just tackling better. So even in the passing game, when a receiver catches the ball, he's not going anywhere. They're making sure tackles. And, I mean, you've seen that from some of the best teams in the league over the years. And I remember talking to Bill Belichick about it, you know, a couple years ago. You know, that's the key to good defense. And that's happening with Indianapolis. I know when I was there for that Kansas City game, I asked Ron Meeks after the game, how many missed tackles did he see? And obviously, at that time, he hadn't gone back and looked at the film, but he couldn't remember one, and I couldn't either. That's why I asked him. It's like, did I see one today? And so, when you get that, you can play a lot better defense.
And those would have been missed tackles against Larry Johnson. And a missed tackle against Larry Johnson is a 10 and 20 and 30 yard run.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Larry Johnson's usually going to make you miss some. And the thing, as I was watching it, I thought, well, maybe I missed a tackle, you know, at the line of scrimmage, you know, when everybody's all piled up and you can't really see between the legs and the arms and the butts and all that stuff. I thought maybe there might have been a missed tackle in there, but he didn't get much that day at all. And, you know, last week against Baltimore, I think there were some missed tackles, but nothing that really killed him. I think maybe Jamal Lewis broke out on an 18-yard run, but I'm kind of remembering it, and I remember seeing Jonathan Ogden out there, like, mauling somebody. That was one of the big mistakes for Baltimore last week, is they didn't really take advantage of Jonathan Ogden. Now, I know he was coming off the foot injury, but he was really handling Dwight Freeney, and I don't think that they exploited that enough. You know, they ran Jamal.
Do you think they've lost enough confidence? Jamal Lewis has not run so well, and so they've just lost that much confidence that they didn't give him a chance to see? Because some players will raise their game, and a Jamal Lewis is one of them that might have that potential.
Well, and Jonathan Ogden, the guy you're running behind, because, see, that can make you a better running back automatically. If you've got a guy like Jonathan Ogden in front of you just blowing everybody away, that's going to make you better. And, hey, one of the key matchups in this game this week is going to be Matt Light, the Patriots' left tackle, against Dwight Freeney. So Freeney had a great game against Kansas City. Then he got, you know, shut out last week in Baltimore. Really didn't have the same type of impact because going against J.O., against Jonathan Ogden. Now this week he goes against Matt Light. Now Matt Light last week was one of the unsung heroes in that victory at San Diego because Sean
Merriman
didn't get a sack. You know, he had some pressures and forced some bad throws. He got in there a few times, but he never got that clean sack shot on Tom Brady, and you can give Matt Light a lot of credit for that. Well, this week, now he's got Freeney, and he's got to deal with Freeney on turf, which is better than Freeney on grass, and then Freeney in the RCA Dome is better than Freeney somewhere else.
And Matt Light recovering that fumble was one of those crucial things that continues to make people believe that the Patriots have God on their side. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Jarrett Bell. We'll be joined by the Boomer, Chris Berman, to talk more about this particular matchup, the Colts and the Patriots, and we'll move on to his insights into that other game, the Bears and the Saints, and maybe a little comment from both of you on the very real possibility that black coaches will finally be the champion, the Super Bowl champion. And like Doug Williams, when he won the Super Bowl as a quarterback, maybe we can stop talking about coaches as blackhead coaches. We'll be right back with Jarrett Bell and the Boomer, Chris Berman. Stay with us on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 120.